Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
Today, I just want to let y'all know once again on today that we're back in action
On yesterday, we tried to do a show, and the enemy tried to keep us from doing it, but the devil's a liar and the defeated foe, and we're here today. Hallelujah. And we're all live on I Am Royalty Show. Hallelujah. And this is Evangelist Shana Wilder coming to you live from St. Joseph, Michigan. Yes, live from St. Joseph, Michigan on September 25th, 2010. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know today that this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made this for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am so happy about being back in action on today. I never did really know how much this show meant to me until today, until yesterday when I could not get on there and be able to see my switchboard to do what I needed to do. But praise God that they allowed me to do a show on today. And the show must go on I Am Royalty Show. I just want to let you know on today that today is a day that I call Preparation Day. Hallelujah. Today's show is the I Am Royalty Show still as well, but it's about preparation, preparing yourself, getting yourself together for the things of God. Hallelujah. Getting yourself together for the things that God wants to do in your life. Getting yourself together for the place that God wants you to go in your life. Getting yourself together for the marriage that God wants to give you in your life. Hallelujah. Just getting yourself together for all the blessings of God. That is what today is all about on I Am Royalty Show. On today, we're just going to do some great things in God on today. We're just going to just trust God on today for the overflow. We're going to trust God for the seedily and abundantly in our lives on today. We're just going to trust God. Well, today I'm supposed to still have my host, Bedford Harbor, Michigan, all from my hometown where I stay now. I just stay like 5 minutes away, St. Joseph, Michigan. Supposed to have Bedford Harbor's own Shea, Annabeth, a singer on here, and I think she still might call in. And we just have other call-in guests that call in. You can call in right now if you want to come in live at 917-889-7059. 917-889-7059. Hallelujah. I just want to let you guys know that I am so excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Last night, I just attended a women's conference on last night, and I'm telling you, it was so dynamic, so powerful. Oh, my God, the things that God have done up in that conference were dynamic. It kind of like goes back to the things that of the Old Testament. I'm telling you, last week in my own home church, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance Church of God Christ Restoration Center, last week, I'm telling you, God showed up in that place, and he took us another realms and elements and dimensions that I'm telling you, it was so wonderful and powerful and dynamic. And even on Wednesday night, even at the prayer, and even at the Wednesday night service, God done great things. So I know God is going to do some great things on tonight on this show. I know God is going to do something over the airwaves on tonight. I have questions that I just wanted to ask Evangelist Shea, but I'm just going to even begin to probably talk about some of the topics. I'm not going to even ask the questions I was going to ask her, but I'm just going to just talk about the topics. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that today is a day of preparation. I tell God every day, and this is what I think that could probably even help you. I tell God I want to be in preparation like Esther. Because you remember in the book of Esther, it said that Esther was up for 12-month beauty treatments. And while she was up for the 12-month beauty treatments, that she was in 6-month beauty treatments for a month, and she was getting the facials and everything and 6 months of perfumes. So she was getting herself prepared to meet King Xerxes. Hallelujah. She was getting herself prepared to meet the king. Hallelujah. She was getting herself prepared to be, she thought it was going to be one night with the king, but it wound up becoming a lifetime. Hallelujah. I tell God I want to be in preparation like Queen Esther, and not only be in preparation like Queen Esther, I also want to be working like Ruth and be about my father's business like Rachel. You remember Ruth was working when Boaz was checking her out, and she was working in the fields, and he asked everyone, who is that? And it was like, that's Naomi, daughter-in-law Ruth. And you remember, Rachel was working there about her father's business, getting the water out the well for her father when Jacob approached her. So that's those three characters that I want to be doing. I want to be in preparation like Esther, working like Ruth, and being about my father's business whenever God sends whoever he needs to send my way. But even if no one ever comes my way, hallelujah, those still are the three things that I am doing in my life. I need to be doing, and I am going to complete in my life. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that no matter what it looks like or sound like, you are a man or a woman of destiny. You are a man and woman of greatness. You are a man and woman that is a king and a queen sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. And you can be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. Hallelujah. And that you can move forward past your past pain and hurt and don't be stopped. Because there is something in your future, hallelujah, and it looks much better than it looks right now. And that you can obtain wealth by God, you can attain excellence by God, you can attain all the great things that God has for your life. I call it this season faith, faith, and finances. And those are the things that we are walking in this season of our lives. We are walking in repentance, restoration, and revival, and renewal in our life, and the residue of heaven falling on our life. Hallelujah. You were created in the image of God and in his likeness, and you was wonderfully and created and made for God. Hallelujah. To worship him, to praise him. That's why I put that worship song on and said, Holy Spirit reign like Seattle. Overtake my life like the flow drop. That's what we want in our lives. We want the Holy Spirit to reign in our lives. Hallelujah. We just want it to reign so deep in our lives that it overflows. Because remember, the Lord said he let our cup run it over. So that's what we need to allow the Lord to do for our lives, to let it run over. Hallelujah. I want to talk about right now about walking in your destiny. I know a lot of us out there, you know, we kind of think that we're not walking in our destiny. We even ask ourselves, how do I walk in my destiny? Well, you walk in your destiny by reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God day and night. Psalms 1 and Joshua 1 and 8 talks about meditating on the Word day and night. And even Psalms 1 and 3 go a little deeper. It says, if you meditate on the Word day and night, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters in all season. I love when it says, all seasons you shall bear much fruit. And not only even says that, Jesus says that also in the book of, I think it's Mark, but I know it's in the four gospels. It's in all the four gospels, may you bear much fruit. Because in this season of our lives, all the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, is your season. So right now, it's just beginning fall, and it is your season. After that, it's going to be winter, it is your season. After winter, it is spring, it is your season. And after spring and summer, it surely is your season. Hallelujah. So I learned how to walk in my destiny by seeking God, reading his word, praying, meditating, fasting, worshiping, praising, and getting to know who I were. I began to start writing down questions on a piece of paper, pray about it, and ask God to give me the answers, and he begins to give me the answers, and I begin to ask him questions. It's like kind of like right now. You know, I'm talking right now, but if anyone you was on the air, anyone was just calling on the air, I will talk and let you and be quiet and then listen to you. And then you'll talk and you'll be quiet and then listen to me. So that's how it is with God. You pray and ask them a question, and then you be quiet and listen, because the Bible says in Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I'm God. And also James also lets it be known to be slow to speak and quick to listen in James 1. So it's teaching us to be still. And this time in our life, God wants us to be still. He wants us to seek his face and ask questions. But sometimes he just wants to ask and just lay there and just bask in the ambience of the Holy Ghost and in the presence of God and in the stillness of God and in the renewalness of God and in the holiness of God and the sanctification. Because he's purifying us for sanctification and he's striving us for excellence. Hallelujah. He is teaching us who we are in God and in him and walking us up to another level of excellence and righteousness and all those great things, the attributes of God. Hallelujah. The next thing I want to talk about is my purpose. How to teach you to walk in your purpose. Well, the first way you know about your purpose is to ask God, what is your purpose? And then whenever he tells you that your purpose is here in this world, you begin to read the Word of God to find it, go out and get you other Christian books to take you higher in that. You begin to just see who in the Bible has the same purpose and destiny that you have, and you begin to work that. Like me, I find that my purpose is like a lot of people's in the Bible. So I have books, I have the Bible, I have Bible CDs, and I begin to meditate and read it and listen and get it down in my upstairs. It's kind of like when you take a medicine. You take your daily vitamins, it got to go down in there, or medicine, or you drink, it got to go down in your spirit, in your spirit, man, in your soul. Because remember, the Bible says, out of your belly, hey, shall flow rivers of living waters. So you have to get that word of God about your purpose down in your belly. It should go down deep in your belly so it can flow through your body. It can flow through your bloodstream. It can flow to your mind. It can flow to your heart. It can flow to your soul because it's already in your spirit. Hallelujah. So that's how you walk in your purpose. And let me tell you something out there, listeners. Once you begin to walk in your purpose, let me tell you, ain't nobody breathing can change what God has told you. Nobody can take back the call of God on your life. Nobody can steal the call of God on your life because that's who you are, that's what you are, and that's what you were created in His image and in His likeness to be. You were created to walk in that purpose that you was formed in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. What did Jeremiah 1 say? I knew thee. I knew you when you was formed in your mother's womb. I called you a prophet to the nation. Come on, somebody. Just tell me. When you are called by God and you are chosen by God, ain't nobody, ain't no person, ain't no place, ain't no devil, ain't Hades can take that away from you for who you are and what you are. When you know who you are in God, I'm telling you, they can call you whatever they want to, baby. It don't matter because haters make you greater. The Lord said in Psalm 23, He will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies and your haters and anoint your head with oil so your cup can run over. So surely His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, once you know who you are, that's when you get mature in God. That's when you get seasoned more in God. That means if you're a woman, a man don't matter. When you become, know your purpose, if you're a man, a woman don't matter. People don't matter. Places don't matter. Sometimes even money don't matter because you know you're walking in your purpose. And when you're seeking you first, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, the whole shit, all this righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. So you ain't worried about nothing else because when you seek in God, all these things that He has called you to do and promised to do will just fall in your lap. Because Proverbs 21 says, the king's heart is in the hand as the roar of the rivers of waters. He turns it whatever way He chooses and whatever way He wills. So that means if you are walking in your purpose and you're seeking God like never before in your life, if you want a job, that's nothing. God will give it to you. Hallelujah. If it's a house, that's nothing. God will give it to you. If it's a car, a truck, a minivan, or whatever, your plane, a jet, come on, somebody. I'm telling somebody listening today, whatever you want, it'll be given unto you. If you want a spouse to be married, it'll be given unto you. If you want children, it's nothing. It'll be given unto you. Whatever you want and whatever you need in this season, He will give it unto you because you're walking in your purpose. And when you're walking your purpose, you ain't got no choice but to seek God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, on yesterday when I wasn't able to do my purpose because God said He purposed me to be over the airways and be on the television. And when yesterday when I wasn't able, let me tell you, when I wasn't able to get on here and get my guest on, it's like a part of me was like, oh, no. It's like a part of me was like, no, this is not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be on the air. I'm supposed to be able to speak to God's children. So when you purpose for something, ain't nothing nobody can take away from you because you're going to do it anyway, amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Okay, the next thing that we're going to talk about is your identity. And that's what a lot of people in this world is lacking. They're lacking identity. They're lacking identity. They don't know who they are or what they are or why they're here. So if anybody out there who's listening about your identity, I want you to write these questions down. And then on tonight, I want you to, whether way you pray, get on your knees, get in the corner, turn your face to the wall. That's what I do. That's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, a lot of people don't do that. Or lay on your face, whatever you do. I just want you to begin to write this question down about your identity. Put identity down first. And then next to it, I want you to put, who am I? That's your first question, to know who your identity is, asking God. Say, who am I? And after you write that down, say, this is your second question, why am I here? And put that after your identity. And third, what is your purpose for me to do for your people? And when you write that, I promise you, surely as the Lord lives, and my name is Evangelist Tashana Wiley, and it is 6:19 p.m. in Michigan, He will give you your answers. You know how I know? Because that's what I've done. 6 years ago when I was thrown into the church and I did not know what to do or how to do or how to be communicating with God. All I knew that I had a newness inside of me and I was refreshed and I didn't know which way to go because I didn't have an identity of my own. Hallelujah. I didn't know what I was supposed to do or anything. And I asked those questions to God and I got an answer. And that's why I'm here today live before you on my Iron Royalty show. That's why I am here before you right now talking alive and well. Because I begin to know who I am in God. So write it down again, write identity. And write down, who am I, first question. Second question, why am I here? And third question, what am I purpose to do for God's children or people? Hallelujah. And you will get your answers. Because a lot of us in this world, you know, in the church, out the church, save and unsaved, whatever you want to call it. A lot of us lack identity. So we run to other things to try to get an identity. That's why a lot of people run to drinking and smoking and the drugs and men's that's not for us and women's that's not for us and bad marriages and all kinds of cults and things and we do things to show how to act out. That's why you know, I'm just going to keep it 100 because my mother and my father was in prison. My mother had me in prison, you know, and I wrote that in my book, All Is Well, Even You Think the Promise Is Dead. And, you know, I one time asked her, how did this happen? She couldn't give me an answer. So I began to ask my father, and my dad said that, you know, I just was trying to find an identity. I didn't know who I was at the time. You know, I was 23 years old, but I didn't know who I were. I thought I knew who I were, but I did not know who I were. So that's why, you know, he lacked identity, so he did things to cut up. You know, he sold the drugs. He fought. He hurt people. He done bad things because he was looking for identity because he didn't have a mother in his life. So a lot of us, I can talk for myself. Can I talk for a minute, Shana, for a minute? Eventually, Shana, mother did not raise her. And she gets mad when I tell that testimony, but I got to tell it because if somebody out here that's listening, that mother didn't raise them. My mother didn't raise me. My father didn't raise me. And I forgive them and I move past that. And so I was lacking identity until I was 26, to be honest. I was lacking identity until I got in the church because I didn't know who I was. I was men at the time when I was 26 for nine years. When I got in the church, I was for 9 years, and I still didn't know who I was. I had 3 children, own homes, own daycares, everything. Had it going on, but didn't know who I was. Had money. When I say money, baby, I had 5 figures in my bank account. Do you hear me? But I didn't know who I was. I didn't understand who I was and what my purpose was, what my identity was, and what I was destined to do. So I looked into the alcohol to drink. I looked into this man who treated me like dirt, who was a devil in disguise. Come on, somebody. He was a devil in disguise. So I looked into that to try to seek my identity and to know who I was and looking for love in all the wrong places in this man. And at the time, I was married for 30 years. He's the only man I was with. But I was looking for him to bring me some type of identity because I was a wife, you know, and I was a mother, and I was a homeowner, and I was a business owner. So I figured those were my identities. But every morning I'm waking up feeling like I wanted to die. Every morning I'm waking up looking at this man like, why is you really here? Every morning I'm like, oh, God, you know, drinking stuff down, trying to know who I am because I lacked the identity because of my childhood that I couldn't let go because I was still a little girl in a woman's body looking for a mother to do this, looking for my dad to do this, looking for people to justify me, looking for all the time I was abused when I was little sexually and they wasn't going to clear it up because I was married. See, a lot of us want to get married so bad, but baby, he ain't going to make you. He ain't going to make you. He ain't going to break you. He ain't going to make you to the place and transition who you are in God. She's not going to make you to the man that you need to be in God. Money is not going to make it better for you, boo-boo. It's only going to disappear some of the problems, but all the mental issues going to be there. All the broken hearts going to be there. See, so what you need to do is seek the God. Seek the God of healing. Seek the God of restoration. Seek the God of righteousness. Seek the God of holiness. Seek the God who will make your mind free. That's who you need to seek. He's a rewarder of those who doesn't seek him. And see, I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, a woman who was married for 13 years can tell you this as surely as it is. Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, I'm telling you, you can be married and still be empty. I'm telling you. You can be married and feel incomplete. You can be married and still have low self-esteem. You can be married and have money, the cars, the houses, and still be miserable and want to die. Why? Because it's a void in you that's missing, baby. And the only person that can fill that void is not Ray Ray, not Mookie, not Pookie, or not your boo, baby, but it is your God. He is the only one. Jesus is the only way and the truth and the life. And anyone come to him, the Father has to draw him. So the only way and getting your heart filled is Jesus. I'm telling you, I challenge you on today, and I want you next week to even call in or even IM me or text me or whatever you want to do. But I want you to ask yourself those three questions about identity. Who am I? Why am I here? And what am I supposed to do for God's people? And when you get the answer, I want you to read Psalms 139 after, because it taught me to learn who I was. And when you read Psalms 139, and it teaches you that you are who you are, and I want you to read that. And then I want you to begin to ask God to help you. And when he help you, he's going to take you so high within the next week. God is going to do some great things in your life because you're going to feel a fulfillment in you now. You're going to begin to get full. You remember Jesus said in Matthew 4 and Luke 4 to the devil, man cannot live off bread alone, but not any word come out the mouth of the living God. He lets you know that you just can't live off bread, baby. You can't live off Shalitha. You can't live off Ronald. You can't live off the drink and the smoke and the lie and the drugs. You only can live off the word that comes out the mouth of the living God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this part of your life, God wants you to get an identity. Because there are a lot of people that's in the church and sitting on the pews and even behind the pulpit don't have an identity. God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and my people, come out, and my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then they will hear from heaven, and then I can heal their land. So if you seek the Lord's face, pray, turn from your wicked ways, and repent and ask God to help you, then you will hear from heaven, and then he can heal your land. And then you can be healed. And then you can be delivered. And then you can be set free. Because the Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is love, there is liberty. Liberty means freedom. I'm telling you, you need to be free from the things that hinders you. The Bible says in Galatians, and it's Galatians 5:6-7, you ran well. Galatians 6, you ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth? Who hindered you? Who hindered you? Who stopped you from moving forward in God? Who stopped you from laying on your face and praying out? Who stopped you from fasting? Who stopped you from doing and going higher in God? Who stopped you from that promotion in God? Who stopped you from that Who stopped you from that? Hallelujah. Who stopped you? Hello? And I'm just letting you guys know that it is time now to walk in your destiny. I'm sorry, the phone went blanked out. So if you want to walk in your destiny, you can walk in your destiny. You can move further in God, and God will do some great things in your life. Hallelujah. He is Alpha, Omega, and beginning and the end. He is the great I Am. He is the lily in the valley and the bright and morning star. He is the God of restoration, renewal, and revival. And he can do great things in your life. He just wants to love on you. He just wants to let you know that he loves you so much. I'm telling you, he loves you so much. He loves you in the way that no one else can love you. He loves you in a way that only he can do for your life. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's time now, saints, for us to go higher in God. It's time now, saints, for us to go to other levels in God. It's time now, saints, for us to go into other dimensions of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to play this song one more time for you, and I will be right back. 1 second. Hold on.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
That's what we need to ask God to do, to let the Holy Spirit reign in our lives. We need to ask God to just help us in all of our directions and all of our ways. And I'm telling you, he will direct our path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. Hallelujah. And he will direct your path. Next, we're going to talk about wealth. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18, that God gives us the ability to obtain wealth. So if God gives us the ability to obtain wealth, that means that we shouldn't have to worry about anything, amen? We shouldn't have to worry about how we're going to get wealthy, when it's going to happen, because God already gives you the ability to obtain it. So that means with that idea that God has given you, go and get started on it, baby, so God can give you that wealth that he has desired for you to get. That book he told you to write, go and start getting the notebook and a piece of paper and write it. My second book is out right now. I just got done with it. And you know how I got started? Because I started on a piece of paper and pencil, put my notes together, and began to type it, and kept doing it every day. And my third book should be out sometimes next week, in a couple of weeks, they want them out back-to-back. And that happened because I done it. How can anything happen without you doing it? But see, some people think wealth is only money. No, babe, it's not only just. That's not what it is. Wealth is beyond money. Wealth is walking in the true manifestations of God, the blessing of Abraham over your life, Isaac, and Jacob. The wealth is walking into that destined place that God has called you, knowing who your identity is and knowing what your purpose is. That is wealth. Because when you have those wealthy things, money ain't an object with God. Money won't even be a problem because what does Psalm 21:1 says, the earth of the Lord and the fullness of thereof. It is God's earth. He controls it. The Bible says in Psalm 56, in God I trust, and why should I be afraid? In God I trust. So, and also the money said, in God we trust. Even the money knows who we got to trust. We got to trust God for it. Amen? So if you believe and trust in walking in the elements and the power and the essence of God, he will give you whatever you desire in your heart. The Bible says in Psalms 20 that the Lord will grant all your prayer requests and make all your plans succeed and give you the desires of your heart, along with Psalms 37:4, that delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen. So I'm just telling you that if you want wealth, just go and begin to start seeking God. See, Ecclesiastes 7 says it don't matter how you start the race, but finishing is better than when you started. You could start something 2 years ago and just you know, just lost all hope and lost all focus, but you can start right now and finish it. And that thing that you've been holding on to for 2 years could be the greatest thing in your life or your ministry. Like my radio show, I love it. I love doing my radio show. I love my website, IamARuby.Ning.com. I love my books. I love my Say Now. I love my U.S. Stream TV. I love the things that I do of God because it made me wealthy. You know, I'm already wealthy, baby. I'm already walking in mine. Proverbs 11:16, New Living Translation version said, beautiful women obtain wealth. Baby, I'm walking in mine already. I'm already walking in my wealthy place. If you read my status on MySpace or anything, it says a wealthy woman, baby, because I'm walking in mine. Because I trust in him. And I know that he has already given me wealth. Amen? I know that he has given me the power and ability to get it. So I'm already walking in it. And the Bible says in Psalms 112 that you should be successful everywhere and that your children shall be successful. And you do not fear bad news because you confidently trust the Lord to care for you because you are confident and fearless. And that's what I'm walking in. I got my confidence in him. And when I got my confidence in him, it allows me to have confidence. It allows me to walk in my greatness. It allows me to walk in the things of God. Hallelujah. It allows me to do those things. It allows me to walk, you know, in all the things that God has for my life. Amen. It allows me to walk in my elements of God. It allows me to do that. It allows me. And I thank God for him allowing me to walk in the greatness that he has on my life. Because I'm telling you, walking in greatness feels so good. Yesterday I was at a women's conference, like I was telling all you listeners. And on yesterday, one of the ladies, I met her last year, and I haven't saw her since. And well, I've seen her a couple of times, but she didn't even know who I was. She didn't even know who I was, and it wasn't that I was looking worse. She said I was looking so much better. Because in a year, my life transitioned. In a year, God did a transfiguration on me. In the year, God prepared me for the place that I'm walking right now. And she looked in my eyes, and she said, you really happy? And I said, yeah. She said, no, not because you're outer, but your inward man is happy. You are happy with your life now. You are happy with the things of God. You are happy what God is doing in your life. And I said, you see well. It's like the Lord told Jeremiah 1, you see well. Because I am happy. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't got no man. My kids and my niece and my aunt, I ain't got no man, but I'm happy because I'm with the man. You see what I'm saying? I don't need no naturally man, baby, because I'm with the man. Yes, I desire to be man like everyone else because God promised it to me, and his word will never turn them void, and his promise is yes and amen. But you know what? Until he comes, baby, I'm in preparation because I'm with the best husband. He don't cheat on me. He don't lie to me. He don't hurt me, and he never leave me nor forsake me, and he supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and he allow me to be the queen that I am, walking in my destiny and walking in my greatness. He allowed me to take anything I want in this season and not restraining myself from any joy. He allowed me to walk up, 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 up to another level in my life. He lets me know that I'm beautiful. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. He let me know, you know, the very numbers of the hairs on my head. He lets me know I'm a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places. He lets me know that I am a ruby, a rare jewel. I'm sorry to tell you, but I've been married for 13 years, and my ex-husband didn't tell me nothing about that. I done had a couple of male friends, and they ain't told me nothing like that, because, baby, I didn't even believe him. But I believe what God said, because when God says it's life-changing, when God says your life is transformed, when God says it, you feel it from the uttermost to the innermost. Hallelujah. Hey, God. You feel it. I'm telling you, you will feel that thing that God tells you. And all I know is I don't want no one of you to have another low self-esteem day another day. I don't want you to have no more insecurities another day. I don't want you to have no more doubt in Jesus another day. Ask Jesus like the man in Matthew 17. Say, help my unbelief. Okay, Lord, I did do it, but help it. Ask him to help you to believe. Help you to trust him more. Help him. Ask him to help you. Oh, yeah, no, 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 shy. Ask him to help you, and he will help you. He will hold out his hands, and he will help you because you're seeking him first and not seeking no one else. See, we're running after everybody else. Could you help me? But we're going to the wrong person. We're not going to the right person. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Make your supplication known unto God, your petitions, and he's the peace of God who passes all understanding with God your heart. Trust in him. Believe in him. Know that he is who he is. He is I am who I am. When he told Moses there in the burning bush, what you think he meant? I am who I am. Whatever you need me to be, my son. Whatever you need me to be, my daughter. I, God, am it. If you need me to be yours, then I'm that. You need your wife, I'm that. You need me to be your mother, I'm that. You need me to be your father, I'm that. You need me to be your provider, I'm that. Creator, protector, teacher, friend, salvationer, whatever, lawyer, doctor, judge. Whatever you need me to be for you, my child, or coach, say it, I am that. That's what he is. Hallelujah. That's who we are, and that's what he is. I'm going to take one more break, and I'll be right back. Amen.
My Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Amen. I'm back. Yes, I'm telling you, in a minute we're going to have such a treat. I'm telling y'all, we know we got 18 minutes, but we're going to work this in these last 18 minutes. We're going to do the things that God has for our lives, hallelujah, and we're just going to enjoy the time in God. I'm telling you, whatever you want and whatever you desire God to be, he is it. I'm telling you, when he told Moses, that is, y'all can just run, and y'all can just jump off that alone all by yourself when God said in Exodus 3:14-15, that I am who I am. That means whatever you want me to be or desire me to be, I am it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a special guest on the air. Hallelujah. And this is my special guest, everybody. This is Ben Harbor own Evangelist Shea, animated singer. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all. This is a wonderful, powerful woman of God. I heard her last week, and I'm saying, I was like, wow. See, everybody was saying, she sounded like another youth to shout and tell her about the greatness and the confidence. I was like, come on, girl. I was eating up everything she was saying because it was so good to hear somebody else talk about the confidence and the greatness in God. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, Evangelist. Shea, I'm just thankful for you to be on here. Hallelujah.
I want to thank you for having me, and apologize for getting in a little bit later on the call, but I'm just excited that I got the time to be here and be with you.
Amen. I want you to tell everybody about your ministries, all the listeners. Tell them about your ministries and where you at right now, so maybe some of them is right there by you and they can come out and support your ministries.
Well, I am Shea Chasinga. I live out here in Sacramento, California. I am from Benton Harbor, Michigan, and I lived there all my life. But I've been in California about 10 years, and the name of my business is called the Empowerment Cafe, a personal development firm where we here help women live a life of authenticity, fulfillment, and purpose. We help women develop a relationship in Christ. We help them get into action to really pursue the things of God that he has placed in their heart and their passions that God has given them. Because I believe that every woman has a gift. Every woman has a talent. It is our responsibility to tap into that and begin to live out our greatness in him. So that's what I do out here in Sacramento, California.
Amen. Call us. I already gave you the number, but I'm going to give it to you again. If anybody want to call in and talk to this powerful woman of God, it is 917-889-7059. Amen. I'm telling you, Evangelist Shea, we just been talking about with the listeners some topics that I know that you can probably even touch base, mm-hmm. and maybe you can give them something extra. We've been talking to, I've been telling the women about, and the men, about walking in their destiny on tonight, walking in their purpose, about walking in their identity, and walking in their wealthy place in God. And I let them know tonight that wealth is not all about money and God. It's about knowing your identity and walking in your purpose and walking in your destiny and knowing who you are in God. Do you have anything you want to touch base on that to even share with the listeners?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you, everything you said is absolutely right. And my thing is that, you know, when we are begin to operate in our own destiny and walk in the path that God has given us, that's when your blessing will begin to come. And the things that you've been desiring God for, when you begin to step out and say, I am bold and God has created me and I'm able to live out the way he created me, then you'll be able to, God will begin to open up those doors that you've been asking God for. The other thing I believe is that sometimes we get in this thing, the identity crisis. We begin to live out someone else's idea of what they should be. But I believe that once you begin to say, you know what, I am created in the image of God. Just like I said last Saturday, I'm created in his likeness and his image, and he created me. And if he gives me a gift to write, if he's giving you a gift to speak, if he's giving you a gift to do poetry, whatever he's given to you, you can step in that boldly and begin to walk in that. And everything that you need, everything that that you think you don't have, God has already put it in you. And what you do is begin to develop it, grow it, cultivate it, and pull it out and be not afraid. Because people can't do nothing to you. They can only talk a little bit, which ain't much. You don't have to be afraid because God has not given you the spirit of fear. He's given you a power, love, and sound mind, which means that you're not confused, you're not overwhelmed, but you're very confident in who God has called you to be.
Amen, amen. Come on. That was real good. That was wonderful. I have another question that I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some listeners out there that even want to ask themselves, but, you know, a lot of times we are afraid to call in or
right.
we just want to listen. What would you say to a listener out there who is ready for true deliverance, but they don't even know how to get it? What would you say to them?
The first step, I believe, into true deliverance is being real with you. You have to be honest where you are right now. And when you get honest about who you are, and where you are, and begin to seek the help. Like, I need help. This is the area that I am struggling in. This is the area that I am challenged in, and I'm ready to be free from this. Is when you begin to get real. I know for me, when I made a decision that through all the mistakes and all the failures and all the drama that I have caused in my own life, but when I made a decision to say, you know what, I am ready to be free from this, then the help I needed began to show up, and I began to seek God, and God began to put the right people in my life to help me get there. I do not believe that we're the Lone Ranger. We cannot do this thing alone. It's impossible because God did not create us to do it alone. He created relationships. So when you get honest with where you are and say, you know what, I'm ready for change. I'm ready to experience the abundance of God, then your true deliverance will come.
Amen, amen. Oh, my God. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answer. I want you guys to try to call in these last 12 minutes. 917-889-7059. Y'all know how to IM me or comment or ask anything you want to ask for this powerful woman of God. Amen, amen. I want to ask you another question.
Yes, please.
And I want you to tell the listeners that's out there listening about waiting on God to bless them in the areas of love. Because, you know, that's the main question that a lot of us, you know, we're lacking in, and we mess up in so many times again. I definitely can speak for myself. I was married once 13 years, and I didn't wait on God, and that was a disaster. So even the listeners out there, you know, give them, you know, about waiting on God. Give them the answer about waiting on God for love.
You know what? When you're waiting on God, it does not mean that you're sitting down. It means that you are busy. You're busy after the things of God. And as you're busy and as you're building and as you're growing as an individual, the desires of your heart, companionship, I believe, will come. Now, for me, again, like I said, we made a lot of mistakes, and you just mentioned about your path. I was searching for love in all the wrong places. I was seeking for approval and all these foolishness things. It's because I didn't know who I was in God. The very first thing that when you're waiting, find out who you are. who find out who God created you to be. Find out the things that he's put in your heart. And when you're confident in that, you won't make the wrong decision and run and jump ship and grab something that you don't supposed to have. I'm teaching a class in the next couple of weeks, and it's called How Not to Choose Mr. Not Him. How many times we didn't choose Mr. Not Him and got ourselves in some trouble? And it's because we have to be knowing who we are. Once we know who we are, we won't make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions to be with someone that's not for us or what God even has for us.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you are so, girl, you all have been myself, girl. I'm telling the listeners, they're telling you, you're going to be there to listen to this recording, but I had just told the listeners that for the last 3 years since I've been divorced and I've been single in 2007, the Lord has been telling me that he has me a preparation like Esther, that he's going to allow me to work like Ruth, and I'm going to be about my father's business like Rachel until the time comes when he sends whoever it is my way. And I'm telling you what I've been doing, Evangelist. I've just been working for God. I just been in preparation and doing what he has called me to do and be about my father's business, to empower women and even men and children to know who they are in God so they
Amen.
Can get all the promises from God. So you was really on that one. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what, Evangelist, what I want to say too is I remember when I really got to a place, and I'm going to tell you, listeners to this, there was one day I just got to my absolute wits' end. I got out of a relationship. I was completely brokenhearted. I was destitute. I was just so hurt. And I sat at the end of my bed, and I said, God, if you don't show up right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's the true answer I gave. And I'm telling you, by the next day, God showed up like never before, and spiritually he broke and destroyed every yoke that came in my life due to my bad decisions and my bad relations. And that's because I got to a place that I was tired. I was tired of doing it my way, and because my way got me nowhere but mess. And so when I got to that place, that's when God showed up. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but my husband showed up 1 year later. And I'm, you know, when I say the exact, I can remember the date. It was in December the 7th of 2006. I got married the following year, the same day. So I know what God can do. I know what God do. Once you surrender, you got to get tired of being sick and tired. That's the real truth. When you get tired of being sick and tired, you want to quit figuring out your way, I'm guarantee you he'll show up.
Yes, yes. Amen. Now you see what? Oh, my God. I had just told the other sister that I said the only way you can be totally complete in God is to be sick and tired of sick and tired. Be tired of the things of the old. Get tired of them going around in a circle and going back to the things of the past. Oh, wow. That's what I just told them. Amen.
Amen. So then we're on the same language. Amen.
Yes, we are. We are all on the same page. I want to ask you another question because I only got like 7 minutes.
Okay.
What would you tell a listener out there about walking in the confidence of God?
What I would tell a listener about walking in confidence is that you got to know who God is. And I mentioned this last Saturday, is that when you know the characteristics of God, and if you know that you're in his likeness and you are in his image, then you already know that you can walk in confidence. That scripture is very powerful to me because when I really got the revelation of that, and when it says the likeness, he created me in his likeness and his image. And if you really, really think about that, I'm not God, but I am like God. And so because I have the same characteristics and the same, now this is through Jesus Christ now, you got to get it through him, is that when you have that, you can begin to walk in confidence. You can be walking assurance. You can walk in boldness because I'm created in his likeness and I'm created in his image. You don't have to be intimidated nor afraid or ashamed of the way he created you because you're created in his image.
Amen, amen, amen. That is a very, very, very wonderful, wonderful answer. I have, I'm going to have time to ask you maybe two more questions.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to wind up closing out. Oh, my God, I wish I could have had the whole hour with you, but it's been wonderful answers that you have even answered. I'm going to have to get you on here again soon, and then we can just do the whole hour because I know it's a lot. God has been letting me know that it's a lot of men and women out there all over the world that even listen to this show and just listen, period, that need to know who they are in God and need to hear, you know, those steps of what they can do and how they can
right.
do the things of God to know mm. their identity and to walk in their purpose and their destiny.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have time to ask you one more question, and it is,
okay.
how can a listener out there listening know or even decide how to walk in their true loyalty in God and walk in it and keep
I believe that everything that you God is calling you to do, it's like a whisper in your heart. It's something that just won't let you go. It won't, no matter what you try to do, you try to go here, you try to go there. Even for me in the calling that I am, God has called me into, I ran from this a very, very, very long time. I did not want to accept it. I thought that I could do it a different way. And as I began to get, and as I'm learning this lesson, I said, Lord, your servant is listening. I believe in the book of Samuel when God called Samuel and he called him several times until Samuel knew who he was. He says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. When we get quiet enough and we begin to allow God to minister to us, then you can know for sure exactly what he's calling you to do. Just as Samuel did. Samuel didn't know who was calling him in the beginning, but when Eli told him, the next time he called you, repeat this, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel was ready to receive the word of the Lord because now he knew what to do.
Amen. Oh, my God. This girl can throw this phone, but I can't do it. This is confirmation. Wednesday, I do a fresh day at my church because I just got back from Las Vegas. I told you last week. And on the call, pray until
right.
something happens. A prayer. And that's what I told all the members and all the people that were there last week, that we have to be like Samuel, that whenever he calls our name, to walk on that, we got to say, speak, Lord, just turn your lips. Girl, you a girl. I can throw this phone. I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm telling you. This is exactly what I said on Wednesday. This is what the members will tell you. I just told them that this is what we have to do because God is calling us. He's calling us by name. He ain't just saying my daughter, my son. He is calling us by name because he knows who we are. He has not forgotten about us because he knows our name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, just stand up again. Jesus.
Yes,
I'm telling you,
amen.
Woman of God, I'm telling you I was so blessed by you, and I'm telling you, just keep on doing what God has called you to do, because what you got right now is not even, God's going to take you higher into another dimension of his, God, in heavenly places. I'm telling you, he's going to do some great things in your life. You're going to have spiritual daughters. They're going to be able to come all over the world just to be just like Ruth. Oh, God, I'm telling you, soon you're going to be in Naomi. I'm telling you, you may not already. Not ready yet, but you will be. I'm telling you, there's going to be some roots going to come. They're going to need to listen to you to get what they need to get. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's in you. It's in you. It's a positive. It's in you. And some people are going to come and try to withdraw that out to walk into their destiny. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for you, woman of God, for this coming in on my show and blessing my show. I'm going to post it up on Facebook in about another 10 minutes and on the I Am Ruby website and Twitter, and it's going to be on here on Blog Talk Radio and all the other websites I have so everyone can listen to it that missed it. And I'm telling you, everyone out there who didn't listen or listen to this, tell someone else about this show. It is very wonderful on today. And I'm telling you, listeners, I know that God is going to do something great in your life. If you listen to what this woman of God said and the things that God has given me to you earlier. Because we're going to walk with confidence, walk with our head held up, and walk in our purpose in God. Because we're moving forward in this season. God let me know that we're moving forward in this season. And we won't be stopped because there's something so greater in our future. And it looks much better than it looks right now. Because he has given us the ability to walk with power and authority and excellence over our lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for who he is and what he is in my life. I thank him for his holiness, because his holiness, if it was not for his holiness and his purity, that's what I was about to ask him for, to purge me with your hyssop and purify me with your sanctification and create in me a clean heart. So I thank God for who he is in my life. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Evander Shea, top woman of God. And everyone, this woman of God has a book out. Let them know right quick in the last minute where they can get your book from and purchase your book so they can get your book, woman of God.
They can visit my website at www.inspiredtoempower.com. Right on the front page there. You can click on and order the book. It will definitely bless your life. And Evangelist, I want to thank you for being persistent and allowing me to be on your call. And I'm just trusting God for everything that you desire in your life. God will open that door for you. And thank you so much. Girl, I'm even looking for us to do a conference one day. I'm there because you're a powerful woman of God.
Girl, you better come on whenever you got my number, you got me and you friends on paper, whatever you want to do it. Just call me if that bandit, I need you such and such day, and I promise you, I will be there.
All right, and
because
I'm going to be calling you real soon.
Because that's what it's about.
Yeah.
God spared my life from cancer for a reason. He's healed me and delivered me and set me free from that. And I told God, I said, God, you spared my life from this. I will do whatever you want me to do. And it's been 6 years when they told me I only had 90 days to live. I'm still here, and I'm telling you, I'm running for God like never before.
Amen. Amen.
So we got 10 seconds left on the show. I just want to thank God for you listeners for listening in on today. I think how many you are, and I'm blessed by you listening in this last hour. And I just wanted to see you again to next week on I Am Royalty Show. Be blessed, everybody. Agape. Hallelujah. God bless.
Bye-bye.